Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are broadcasting from the show floor of DEMA 2010. That's the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show, the largest diving event in the world where divers from around the world congregate in one location. This year happened to be in Vegas once again. And just, you know, talk about everything and anything related to scuba diving, networking, the new dive products, new destinations, all the organizations from PADI, NAWI, all the certification agencies, all the locations from the Cayman Islands to the Bahamas to Grenada. They're all here showing their wares on where to go and that kind of thing. Now, I'm going to kick off the show at the most appropriate place here at the DEMA show, who are big supporters of Scuba Radio. And, of course, we'd like to support them every way we can as well. And of course, I'm talking about Divers Alert Network, and I'm with Dan Orr, the big cheese there. Dan, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you doing?
Great. Matter of fact, we have the scuba cowboy actually taking the stage here in the Dan booth right now. It's a little social event that Dan is doing for the, this is the first time ever you guys have hosted something like this, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely brand new, and what our plan is to have these socials every night for the first three nights of the show. So tonight we're actually having margaritas, tomorrow night we're having beer, and the next night we're having wine. And what we're doing is bringing people to the booth so we can also introduce them to our new products and services.
Yes, and it, you know, puts them in a little socially lubricated type of mode. So, you know, it lets your defenses down so you can kind of get in there and really, you know, touch and feel these products and not feel intimidated and formal and that kind of thing. Much more relaxed atmosphere,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Well, they are divers after all. And
yes.
So they're kind of used to that kind of
drink
atmosphere.
Like fish.
That's right.
Dan knows this as well. And what's even cooler, and we're going to get this on the show here eventually. I don't know if it'll be on today's show or not, but the Scuba Cowboy is performing here in the Dan booth along with our Scuba Radio mermaids there at the front. But we brought them over here to the Dan booth this afternoon to have the world premiere of the new Divers Alert Network song called Dan Is My Buddy.
Is it really? I haven't actually heard it yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, so we're going to have that premiere in just a few minutes here in the Dan booth, so people are lining up either for that or the margaritas.
That's true, and probably both.
Yes, so. I'm going to go with the margaritas.
I think so, too.
They don't know about the song, but they'll be pleasantly surprised when they hear it.
They will.
And you guys are showing off some new products here at the DEMA show, are you?
Yes, in fact, we have the world's first backpack first aid kit. It's a brand new item that's come out. In fact, it's been extremely popular. We've literally sold out of all we have here the first day.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So the what's the advantage? Just that it's so mobile, or why are people digging on it so much?
Well, it is mobile, and the design is unique because you have easy access to the interior, and the interior actually is designed so you can put a small oxygen cylinder and regulator in the inside. So it can be a completely comprehensive first aid unit.
Nice. And obviously, just strap it on your back and you're good to go. So, you know, one of the big things along with those type of products is also Dan celebrating their 30-year anniversary, right?
Absolutely. We started 30 years ago in 1980, and during those 30-year period, we've actually taken over 50,000 diving emergency calls on emergency hotline. So literally, we have been there and saving divers, 50,000 of them, over 30 years.
That's a lot of divers.
Absolutely right. We've also taken over 200,000 medical information calls and emails, and we've helped in the training of over 200,000 providers in our training programs.
Yeah, so you guys haven't been doing anything for the last 30 years.
No, we've been sitting around waiting for things to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I noticed that sarcasm dripping seriously off the rim of our margarita glass. Now, what else are you doing here at DEMA There, Dan, you got other products or programs that you're promoting as well, or what?
Well, we have a whole series of training programs, and we have also a tremendous number of lectures that we're giving. So we have our medical staff, our research staff, and our training staff doing presentations on a variety of subjects, including diving injuries, fatalities, and a project that we're involved in with the harvest divers who are harvesting lobster and conch down the Caribbean and the problems that they're having down there.
Yeah, I know Eric is involved in that a lot, right? Yeah, Eric Douglas?
Eric is involved in that, and also Dr. Matias Nichetto from our office.
So what is the purpose of that study in particular? It's following these divers, and how does this, or how could this potentially affect recreational divers? What are we learning from these divers that are going for conch and clams or whatever it is?
Well, one thing, they experience a tremendous number of decompression illness hits, mainly decompression sickness.
Just because they're diving so much?
Because they dive actually sometimes up to 20 dives a day. And they're using air, and a lot of them don't use some of these standard safety procedures because their purpose is to gather these foods and to complete the objective of the boat that they're working for. And so in the process, they get the bends, and because of all of those bends cases, that's the largest number in one single place, so we're having an opportunity to look at it, see if we can do something to help them out.
Got it. So help them, and hopefully everybody else can learn from their mistakes, and you guys analyze this data and put it to good use. That's what Dan does. There's no other dive industry organization doing anything remotely close to this type of stuff, and that's why everybody should be supporting Dan and being a Dan member, right?
Well, one other benefit of coming to the show is we have a number of people come up to us with testimonials of how we've helped. In fact, there was a guy who came in this morning who told me that he was in the South Pacific, was seriously injured, not only with a diving injury, but also had a cardiac problem as well, and we literally saved his life. And he said he was in the hospital there, and when the air ambulance folks showed up, it was like the angels walking in the door to take him to heaven. And luckily, we took him to a hospital instead.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that would be a much better outcome, I would say, for sure. But yeah, you know, that's one of the many benefits of just being a Dan member for the, you know, $30 a year or whatever it is. You get the medic assist. I mean, you'll never put this in your marketing material for Dan, but I always say on Scuba Radio, if you're a diver and you're not a member of Dan, what the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. In fact, we've actually had a number of people who have brought their friends here who weren't Dan members and telling them that they won't dive with them unless they become a Dan member.
As they should. I mean, it really is a no-brainer. I don't know how you guys provide all the services that you do here for divers for such a small amount of money every year. I mean, if nothing else, it's just a great organization to support the kind of research that makes all divers safer.
And we appreciate that support because, really, we couldn't do what we do without the members that support us.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are you looking at, out for the show this year? You think business looks pretty up? I mean, if you guys already sold out of your backpacks, I'd say that's a interesting economic indicator, maybe very anecdotal. But I'm seeing a pretty good vibe from all the divers here at the show the first day.
Well, I think so, too. I know this morning when the show first opened, there really was a stream of divers that came around and turned right and came right to our booth. And we have a lot of people, of course, who come here to renew their membership and insurance. But, again, they're always looking for those new products. And as soon as they see them, they go off the shelf.
Absolutely. So we got the new backpack first aid kit. Are there some other products we should mention real quick, too, or what?
Well, we have actually a nice little pocket device, which is a mask shield, a face shield for people doing mouth-to-mouth if they don't have a pocket mask with them. And it's actually in a little cylinder. It looks like a scuba tank.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have
all right,
those
so
that we're
that's
selling.
Cool.
And we have a trauma kit, which is also an expanded first aid kit that we have produced. We have those available. We have some expanded first aid kits. And, of course, we always have our Alert Diver magazines here, which is the brand new Alert Diver.
Yes, one of the other benefits of being a Dan member, right?
It is indeed a first-class magazine.
Yeah, it is. They've really kicked it up a notch over the last year or so, and it keeps getting better and better every time it comes out. So a lot of cool stuff happening here at the DEMA Show with Divers Alert Network. On a personal note, Dan, we had a great liveaboard trip in the Turks. We're going to do this again next year, aren't we?
Oh, my gosh, I hope so. I mean, we had an absolutely fabulous time.
Will you promise not to fall down and break your head open or what?
No, I was just talking about that, how I slipped on the ladder and fell down.
He put a Dan membership to the test this year with the Scuba Radio crew on our Turks and Caicos liveaboard, but you lived through it.
I lived through it. Luckily, it was not a diving accident. I did call our office, so they knew about it because the clinic was actually the place where the chamber was, and I didn't want them to get a call from the chamber thinking I was bent. So they knew about it, and they were there to take care of me and also give me a hard time when I got back to the office.
Yes, well, and they did take care of them, and you know, that's, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a true diving accident. And, you know, what happened on the boat, you just slipped slipped on the stairs on a liveaboard, which is probably the most common thing that happens to divers, when you're on a trip or something like that, right?
Exactly. The benefit we have, the travel assistance benefit, the majority of the evacuations we do are non-diving injuries. And that happened to be one of those. And luckily, there was no noticeable brain damage.
None that we noticed. or nothing that a margarita wouldn't cure. But I don't know. You don't really have to test your own organization as well next time you come. You just play.
No, but everything certainly worked.
It did. It worked like clockwork. It was all good. So, all right. It looks like Pup's getting ready to play the Dan song. We got to listen to this, don't you think?
I'll do that. Thank you
all right.
very much.
You bet. Dan Orr from Dives Alert Network, 30-year anniversary at Dan. We're just getting started. You got it, Dan. Thank you. Thank you to Dives Alert Network. We wouldn't do this show if we didn't have Dan's support. And that's the honest to God truth. All right, more coming up from Las Vegas and DEMA 2010 next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-celled amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People limiting my friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. He's a real good buddy and his name is Greg.
He's a street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
The true dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. Not all. He's got his own mermaids.
Get on top, honey.
Whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go.
Let's go while we're young.
The first thing that I tune to is Radio.
So weak.
That's right.
Oh, man. Greg, are you hurling again?
No, no, it's too early in the day. Actually, it's not. I might have did that a little bit in my mouth earlier after all these parties we're having at the Dima Show. But it's all good. It's all about just having fun, sharing the joy of diving. That's what we're doing in Las Vegas here at the Dima Show in with my buddies from Dan and the Dan Booth. Now, we've moved on from talking about what Dan's doing to celebrate their 30-year anniversary to some of the new stuff that you're going to see here at the Dima Show. And Dan is actually behind this new product that is being debuted or talked about, getting quite a buzz at the Dima Show. I got Mike here from the Nautilus Explorer Liveaboard, right? Now you've delved into a whole new, I don't know, what is this, a new, whole new career path? Or is this an offshoot of what you're doing with your Nautilus Explorer adventures or what?
Well, I guess if I say that I dived in, that's probably not a very good pun, is it?
Oh, no, that's good. We do that all the time. Dive in, get wet, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, no, we've dove in full head first into dive safety with the invention and the design and bringing to market a device called the Nautilus Lifeline. And I'm holding it up here so that you can see it, but I'm not sure.
Yes, very clearly.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the microphone is really picking this up very well. But what I'm holding in my hand is a device that weighs 280 grams, and it has the physical dimensions of a BlackBerry. It's just a little bit thicker. It's a polycarbonate case with a cap on the top, and you can take this device, this case, you can take it diving to 425 feet, or you can drive over it with your truck if you would like to. We've actually driven over this with a Ford Explorer and measured the deflection, though I recommend that anybody who buys this doesn't drive over it with their SUV. And what we're talking about and trying to describe this case is a Nautilus Lifeline. It's a new dive safety device. It's a fully functioning marine VHF radio. I've just opened up the cap, which is released by a catch on the side, extending the antenna, and we're looking at three buttons. And the first button I'm looking at has a telephone handset on it. This is a full-functioning marine VHF radio. If I press any of these buttons, it's going to turn the unit on. And when I turn on, I press that button that has a telephone handset, this unit has just come on to channel 8. You can actually use that to adjust the frequency, change the frequency to any channel on the marine spectrum. So you can talk to your friends, you can call the boat and ask for a cappuccino, you can talk to the sailboat over there, or the tanker over there, you can talk to anybody. There's a second button on it.
Get my towel ready. I'm coming back to the boat.
Well, if it was someone else, we would get the towel ready.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, if I'm in the water, I can use my VHF, right? I phone the boat, so I get my towel ready, and it'd be waiting for me, right?
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
The second button, as we look at it, has a diver holding their hands up above their head. And that's what we call the boat button. If you press that button, the radio switches to channel 16.
All right, emergency frequency, right?
Exactly. The emergency frequency everywhere in the world, every boat in the world is supposed to stand by on this frequency. They don't all do it, but that is the universal hail and distress frequency. And my thought on this was that most dive incidents, I believe, could be prevented if the diver who's drifting away or surfaces 200 feet away from their boat or surfaces up sun or has any of these problems could simply call their boat and say, hey, I'm over here. Can you come and pick me up? And that's how this whole device started. So you can take this little button that has the diver holding their hands up, press the button, and say, hey, I'm in front of you. Can you come and get me? And there's no reason, there's no need to have a base unit or any special units. This works within the existing infrastructure of every radio out there.
Nice. That's really amazing. And it's surprising we haven't come up with this before. Is that kind of what you were thinking? And you've had situations, I guess, on the boat where the divers need to get a hold of the captain. You're like, hey, there has to be a better way. Is that how you came up with the idea?
That's exactly how we came up with the idea. We actually had an incident up in the Gulf of Alaska with a diver who drifted off site, and we were searching. It was 6 to 8 foot waves. We called the U.S. Coast Guard. They basically wanted to know the poor diver's mother's maiden name and what type of underwear he was wearing. And I say that somewhat facetiously, but to get a rescue response was very difficult. We were searching and searching and searching, and it was a very tense situation. And we finally found the diver. It was no fault to anybody. It's just it is the reality of diving in the exotic places we do. But there's a problem with this. If you surface 100 feet in front of the boat, it's really easy to say, hey, I'm over here. Come and get me. If you surface up sun and you're 500 feet away, what are you going to say? I'm by the blue wave. Can you come and get me? And I thought, no. Being a radio is not good enough. It has to be GPS as well. So as we look at the radio again, it's got an LCD screen on the side, and it's showing us all kinds of stuff. It's showing its GPS lock. It's showing battery level. It's showing what channel it's on. And it's flashing the GPS coordinates. So I surface by the blue wave, and the boat captain says, read the coordinates on your screen, and you do it, and you get picked up.
That is so cool. Now, this is a brand new device. The one you're holding is a prototype. Is that right?
It is. And if I can just digress, it gets even better.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. We have a third button. And it's covered by a red plastic flap, and I've just lifted the flap up. And there's new technology. It became international regulation. By international regulation, in February of 2009, every radio sold has to be what's called DSC. And not a lot of people have been paying attention to this, but it stands for Digital Selective Calling. And it works like this. We have another radio over here.
Just a standard VHF radio, right?
Yeah, I'm going to a standard VHF radio bought off the shelf. I'm going to ask Christine to hold it. And now I'm going to simulate that I'm a diver having trouble. Oh, my goodness, I'm having trouble. I need help. What am I going to do? I don't remember how to use the radio. Wait, I'm going to lift the red flap. I'm going to push the red button. I'm going to hold the red button down for 3 seconds. This has just gone into distress mode. You're going to see some strobes start to flash.
And then the radio, we look at the radio, and it's starting to receive something. I hear it.
Oh, my goodness, the radio that Christine is holding, what is it doing?
It's showing us
diver in distress, and it's giving the GPS coordinates.
Automatically.
Yes. And what happens on this, I'm going to turn it off now because it is a loud, annoying noise. What happens is that every DSC radio within an 8-mile radius in any weather condition. In testing, we've actually had up to 40 miles in a very, very, very good conditions.
Amazing. I got to ask you, I know this is the prototype, but it's coming to market and the retail price is going to be like what?
$299.
Coming to market when?
End of March.
And we can get it how? Through Dan, right?
Orders right now at Dan, and we'll take the orders now and we'll be shipping them out to you at the end of March.
We are back here at the Dima Show in Las Vegas, wandering the aisles at the moment. I ran into some of Mermaid Tony's friends down in the Keys, clear across the country, and run into some neighbors in Florida. Carson's with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. Now, Carson, you may not recognize him. We haven't talked to him on the show, but I have talked to him recently when I went and visited him and Mermaid Tony on the boat. Now, you heard about Mermaid Tony spending 2 weeks on a boat, on a sailboat down in the Keys, when Carson was her, captain in training, or you were her teacher, what is the proper term? In boating terms, what is it?
Maybe a sail instructor, something
sailing
like that.
Instructor, yes. Yeah, I'm a little slow this far into the Dima Show. It's just too much to handle there, Carson. So this is your, second time to Dima, or what?
No, that's actually my second time at Dima.
Yeah, now, obviously, you're not focused on sailing at the moment. You're focused on diving. So what's the story there?
I'm doing both things. So I'm doing sailing and diving, which is a perfectly fit because you can dive from a sailboat.
Good point. You need a boat to get to most of the dive sites. Why not use a sailboat? So you're kind of working that angle here at the Dima Show, I guess, right?
That's absolutely true. I try to figure out new things. I'm doing seminars here, walking around, doing a little bit networking, all this kind of good stuff.
Right. You're networking with all your fellow friends from Florida. Is that right? All these guys are from Florida? Where are you guys from? Where are you from?
I'm actually from Virginia.
Okay, well, so much for that. You guys were like hanging around with the Florida group at some of the bars. I just figured you guys were all from Florida. No, he's from Florida.
Canada.
Well, Canada, and where have I been? Carson, help me out here. Yvonne, what?
About Germany.
Huh?
Germany.
Germany. Okay, so I wasn't even remotely close. But so I guess you really are networking. Virginia, Germany. And where are you going? You told me before
Canada.
You're going to Canada?
We live in Canada. We come from there.
But but after the show, you're diving where?
I'm going to the Arctic.
Okay, that's just north of Canada, isn't it?
It's still part of Canada. It's the white part of Canada.
Okay, it's the great white north.
That's right.
Okay, see, I don't know. I guess I'm going to just have to screw this whole radio thing and start drinking. More coming up from Vegas. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 135. Hermit crabs can really be quite social. However, fiddler crabs have yet to really show any musical talent. The chemists are working on it.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Nick Bird, the chief medical officer for Dives Alert Network, in the studio. What's the topic of the day, Nick?
Fitness and diving, Greg.
Uh-oh, you're going to tell me I need to lose weight, my cholesterol's too high, and I'm not eating enough fiber, aren't you?
Wow, that really wasn't my plan.
But you're a doctor.
Yeah, but I'm not a fiber psychic. I was just thinking more along the lines of reminding folks why it's a good idea to maintain a general level of fitness and a healthy lifestyle.
Is it going to come with a recommendation to eat more tofu?
I'm a burger man myself.
Sweet. Okay, why is overall fitness a good thing?
You mean aside from the thousand reasons it's just good for you, or because of the benefits it brings to your diving?
How in the world does it benefit my diving?
Good health and fitness can improve your dive on a number of levels. Diving is kind of a contradiction. It's a sport most of us enjoy because it's relaxing, low-key, and it can be enjoyed by just about anyone. Yet there's definitely an element of physical demand, and because of that, there is a direct correlation between fitness and diving. The more fit you are, the more your diving will improve, both in terms of your enjoyment level and your safety factor.
Give us some examples.
Okay. Fitness contributes directly to your ability to handle situations underwater. If the diving you're doing requires any kind of strenuous activity...
Like swimming against a current?
Exactly. Your fitness level affects how quickly you'll fatigue when dealing with a given situation. That leads directly into another correlation, the effect of fitness on air consumption.
Let me guess, the more fit you are, the less air you use.
It's not quite that simple, but basically, yes. Divers who are aerobically fit don't tire as quickly. They breathe more easily because...
Divers who are out of shape get out of breath, and out of breath means sucking air.
Well put. Having the ability to keep your breathing slow and even also improves your ability to solve problems, because you won't tire as easily, which is one less stress adding to the problem. Less stress helps keep your body relaxed and your mind clear, which, as we all know, is a big key to problem resolution.
This may almost be worth eating tofu.
I'd hold out for more.
There's more?
How about the fact that weight or resistance training increases muscle strength?
So I won't pull any more muscles toting tanks.
Yeah, how many tanks do you really tote?
Okay, the dive masters won't pull as many muscles, but I do have a serious question. Obesity is a problem you hear about every day, and in diving circles you hear about overweight folks being more susceptible to DCI. Any truth to that?
Well, there are a lot of theories out there on that one, and the discussion on it could probably fill an entire show, but I'll say this. Overall physical fitness definitely increases circulatory and respiratory efficiency, both of which are key to the release of nitrogen after a dive. The more efficient your systems, the more efficient you'll be in releasing nitrogen from your body.
So fitness can decrease your chances of developing DCI.
It's not conclusive, but it's likely.
So what do I do to be considered fit for diving?
Start by thinking about it in terms of living a healthy lifestyle, with diving perhaps serving as your incentive. You don't have to be able to run a marathon to be considered fit. Start with finding a program that's right for you. Try different options until you find one that works for you and that you enjoy. The important thing is simply to make sure you find something that includes both cardio and some sort of weight or resistance training, since these elements will help increase both your aerobic and general fitness.
Any tips on how to stick with it?
Don't try to overhaul every aspect of your life all at once.
Why not? Won't that get you fit faster?
No, because if you try to do too much at once, you're not very likely to make it for the long haul. The more success you enjoy with a single step, the more likely you are to take the next one. So take it slow, and enlist a friend or your dive buddy to work out or make changes with you. Not only can you encourage one another as you go, you'll both be diving knowing you've got a buddy working towards being a healthier diver.
Would you like some tofu?
I haven't gotten to that step yet.
Just like diving is a lifestyle all its own, fitness, too, is a way of life. Make it your way of life. And not only will you feel better and increase your health, you'll also increase your diving enjoyment and improve your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, now we have moved on into the evening here for the DEMA festivities. And one of the big things going on this year in Las Vegas is the Nogi Awards. It's an event in itself every year here during DEMA. However, this year is even extra special because not only is my buddy Bob Evans from Force Fans the Academy president that puts on this fine event, it's the 50-year anniversary of the Nogis, and Bob Evans is with me right now. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing fantastic, and I'm here with Hillary Hauser, our distinguished service Nogi this year.
Yes, that's
I tell you, I've been going a mile a minute all day, Greg. I don't even wear them even. And Gail Mead's here.
Yes.
And we're presenting her video tonight on the Gulf, the BP oil spill, and say hi, Hillary.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah,
hi.
Now you know Bob from way back, right?
I've known Bob since he was 18
Uh-oh.
Years old.
That was like 10 years ago, right?
Lad Hanno.
Oh, yes, Laddie.
I
remember. Now, when I came and visited Bob Evans in Santa Barbara, this was the guy you brought me over to meet. Remember, we went to Laddie's house, didn't
we? Hold on, we'll get some. Someone ran over Richard Lesser's foot. It's Lad Hanneman.
Look out, and he's a lawyer, too. God help him.
He's a lawyer. Say hi, Laddie.
Laddie, how you doing?
Hi, Laddie.
Yes, hi, Laddie, yeah. Exactly.
This is Lad Hanneman, the founder of Oceaneering, with Linda, his beautiful, sweet heart. Say hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
See, it's just a star-studded event here at the Nogi Awards, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, and Laddie drove all the way over from Santa Barbara. My God, I'm good thing I wasn't on the road.
Yeah, I mean, but the Nogi Awards is kind of like it's like a who's who of the diving industry. 50 years this has been going on. Everybody's wearing tuxes.
Hey, come and say hi to Nick Eichhorn. Come on, Roland.
Nick Eichhorn. Okay, where is he? Everybody, it's a who's who, you know, and they're decked out in their finest duds. Nick, how you doing?
This is Scuba Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
See, he's hanging out, Nick Eichhorn. Yeah, and his hi.
Hey,
how are
Bill,
you?
Bill McDonald's here. Check out Bill. Say hi, Bill.
Say hi, Bill.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. See, we're having a. It's just
Susan. The whole gang's here. Well, I'm gonna get inside and start.
Schmoozing.
Oh yeah. No, that's the schmoozing. But let's go talk to some more fun people.
Okay. Yes, we will indeed. Yeah, it really is a who's who of the dive industry. And we're gonna go walk in here. Am I supposed
Zale to
follow?
Perry.
Okay, Bob's running me around like a maniac here. He's the president of the Diving Academy. Zale Perry, how you doing, Zale?
Zale Perry.
Good evening. How are you?
I got a picture with me, Zale, and the Scuba Radio Mermaid yesterday, Bob.
Oh, unbelievable!
She's the original mermaid.
She's my hero. Yeah.
And Zale Perry.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's my boss. She's my ambassador.
She's wearing
my
her. Is that your Nogi Award right there that you're wearing?
This.
What is that?
This is the ribbon and medal of excellence.
Nice.
Everyone who receives the Nogi gets to be ribboned.
Ribbons, David.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. David, yes. Hi. Yes. How you doing?
Great.
How do you belong to this whole mix?
I am a lucky recipient of the Zale Perry Scholarship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you do that? Just kind of called her up and said, please? I mean, I guess there's more to it than that, huh?
It was not that easy. I wrote a grant, basically a proposal, and information on my interests and what I'd like to do after graduate school.
Yeah. So Zale's really passing the torch and trying to get new people into, you know, the dive industry?
Yes. Yes.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
And we celebrate.
Zale looks beautiful.
She does. She's the original mermaid.
Yeah, no, unbelievable.
Absolutely.
You're
drooling. You better wipe off your chin.
Yeah, my glasses are steaming up, right? Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
There's Ed. Come on, Ed. Come on over here.
Hey, Bob knows everybody. Yeah, that's why he is in charge of this fine organization.
Hi, Ed. Scuba Radio.
Hi, Ed.
How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you very much.
Ed's our new scholarship director for his Zale Perry Scholarship.
Excellent.
My good friend from Santa Barbara. He keeps an eye on me in the harbor.
Really?
Yeah.
And just makes bets on how long you're going to last.
No, he tells me I'm not hanging out with a bad group anymore in the harbor.
Ah, okay.
He carries a gun sometimes.
Yes. Now,
part of my job.
Yeah, part of his job.
Now, how many awards are we giving out tonight here, Bob?
We're giving out 4 Nogis Award to Paul Heumann in Arts and Hillary Hauser in Distinguished Service and Michelle Hall tonight.
Oh, yeah.
For Howard and Michelle Hall yeah. for Arts.
Right.
And where am I at? One more person.
Yeah, they're around. No. It's hard to keep everything straight. There's so much going on around us, literally. The room is spinning, or we are.
Yeah, we're going to go into the other part of the spinning room. But
yes, I'm where the free cocktails are.
Last Nogis here. My God. Well, We'll come around in a minute, maybe after a drink.
Yes, indeed we will. All right, so there you go. Bob Evans from Force Fins. He's also the president of the academy that puts on the Nogi Awards, 50-year anniversary. More festivities to cover here in Las Vegas next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to DiscoverDominica.com for more info. That's DiscoverDominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
This is Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com. That's ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
And welcome welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in Las Vegas for DEMA 2010. Now, we just gave away a bunch of stuff there in the Dan booth for happy hour. We've moved down the aisleway to one of the sponsors of that fine event, Explore Ventures, also a sponsor, obviously, of Scuba Radio. And they are the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio. And they were nice enough to give the folks at Dan to celebrate their 30-year anniversary a nice little prize pack to someone there at our happy hour event. So we figured, why not? Let's come down and talk to our buddy Clay, who makes this all possible, and find out exactly how can he afford to give away all this stuff at DEMA. It's all about sharing the love, isn't it, Clay? Or did anyone tell you you were doing this?
It's about sharing the love, and it's also about the fact that I won big last night.
You won big. That's what it is, Vegas. So you won that in then some, because you've been very generous. We've given away 5 liveaboard trips, and you get all the stuff with Divers Alert Network. I mean, you must have really hit the big one.
Well, you know, we're not quite up to the 30 years of Dan, but we're at 24 and counting, so we're getting there, slowly but surely.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, and evidently he's been doing pretty good, and who can blame him? They have an awesome product. You heard our broadcast from the Galapagos a few weeks ago with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. That was phenomenal. I gave away a trip to the Galapagos this morning. That guy, I think he may have just wet himself when I made him the winner.
Well, you know, he was doing okay until you guaranteed him seeing the orcas eat the mantas like you saw on your trip. So he was pretty excited about that.
It wasn't a guarantee, but that did happen. I saw it, and it could happen on his trip, too. Killer whales munching down on a manta and a sea lion. That's what I witnessed there in the Galapagos, and we hooked somebody up with that trip here at the DEMA show today. And, of course, all you got to do is go to exploreventures.com, get all the details, and book it. But we are going to talk about the newest itinerary, the one coming up for 2011 that Explore Ventures is launching, and that is the Maldives. I know I've heard a lot about this area. The main thing after my Galapagos trip, you told me, is that it's like the Galapagos with warmer water. I'm like, hey, I'm in!
Exactly. There's all sorts of places to see all sorts of big pelagics, but Maldives is one of the best. We've got warm water and an absolutely gorgeous boat that'll be getting in the water in end of January, starting service in February, and we're really excited about the Carpe Vita Explorer.
Yes, we got a brand new boat, just like the Galapagos Humboldt Explorer, building from the ground up. You're doing that in the Maldives. I think the first sailing's like the end of February, right?
Yep, correct. End of February, we'll be in service and going to see the mantas and the whale sharks, and I don't know about orcas there, but definitely mantas and whale sharks.
Well, you gotta love it. We did see a whale shark in the Galapagos, but I wasn't in the water at the time. It just came up and said hi to us on the Humboldt Explorer. So I know you got your partner in crime here, Agnes, who actually is going to be the base of operations in the Maldives for you. Is that right?
Yep. Agnes lives in Mali and is part owner and operator of the boat, and does a great job in making sure that everybody that goes down there has a wonderful and hassle-free time.
Nice. Now, Agnes, you've been there for how many years there in that part of the world?
For 2 years now, living there and coming there for 11 years. I got hooked 11 years ago on the Maldives.
So he mentioned whale sharks and mantas. Common sightings in that part of the world, or are there just certain spots where they tend to congregate, or what?
They're there all year round, so it does change with the seasons, but we take you there and we adjust our routings according to where they are. So basically, throughout the year, people, when they come to the Maldives, in 1 week time or 10 days, they're able to see and mantas and whale sharks, so the big stuff as well as the small stuff, which makes it beautiful.
Okay, you got my attention, but I have to ask you this because I am a warm water wuss. What is the water temperature range there on the itinerary that you're going to be doing there in the Maldives?
That's the beauty of it, particularly for me, because I'm always cold. All year round, it's 28 degrees Celsius, which is for you between 18 and 82 degrees Fahrenheit.
I can live with that. I'm loving this already. Mantas and whale sharks and 80 degree water, I'm in, definitely. And that means that's like no wetsuit stuff. I can go without the wetsuit. You don't even need to do that there in that part of the world then, huh?
For me, it's 5 millimeters still. Because
5 millimeters? I thought I was a warm water wuss. All right. Well, hey, to each his own. It's all good. Now, it sounds like it's obviously a great place to dive. I've heard many people buzz about this. And you know, Explore Ventures goes to all the best places on the planet. The Galapagos, always top three. Maldives, I would say, is right up there, too. Wouldn't you agree, as far as people, places they want to go as divers?
Well, I'm sure even better, maybe.
Maybe. We're going to find out, I hope. Exactly. If Clay will let me come, will you have us on? You don't know about our whole mermaid thing or what I do yet. So you haven't told her. You haven't spoiled it, have you, Clay?
Well, you know, I've hung around you for a long time, and I wanted to break her in on you a little bit slower than that. But that's fine. That's okay.
All right, let's get her some alcohol, and then we can work out a deal.
Okay, later on.
Yeah, socially lubricated, as we like to say, right, Agnes?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
All right, so maybe we can come out there and do some diving on this new vessel. Now, let's talk about this vessel, because, you know, you just showed me a little PowerPoint presentation that you presented here at the DEMA show. This is being built from the ground up there in the Maldives, a wooden ship, but it looks more like a yacht than a liveaboard, an upscale yacht. Is that a fair description, maybe?
Yes, I would think so. Definitely this one, you could call it a yacht. I mean, I call it a yacht, and when you're on there, it's just amazing. And it's been very interesting to see it coming up from scratch, because when you go back there, everything is done by hand, no machinery, nothing, and also no plans. So when you see out of wood the hull being built and just somebody standing in front saying a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, you can't understand that nowadays, how they do that and get it exactly right, that the waterline is where the waterline is.
And then they got like this little mini-me version of it that you dive off of. It's truly remarkable. So it's the Maldives. Go to exploreventures.com. More coming up from DEMA. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.